The Monument of the Fallen Shipyard Workers. The Monument of the Fallen Shipyard Workers commemorates the spilt blood of 45 young shipyard workers who were killed in 1970. The tragic events began on the 14th of December 1970. The direct cause for the strike was the introduction of another price rise on essential foodstuffs, which took place just before Christmas. The first protest broke out in the Lenin shipyard in Gdansk. The shipyard workers gathered in front of the shipyard's office buildings. Demands to cancel the price rise, increase salaries, and to remove the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Polish United Workers' Party from office, along with several other significant government representatives, were dismissed. This forced the crowd of several thousand people to head in the direction of the building belonging to the Provincial Committee, where the first clashes with regular militia and motorized reserves of the citizens' militia, called ZOMO, took place. The demonstration was suppressed with the use of truncheons and tear gas. Many participants of the strike were arrested. On the following day, the party's first secretary authorized the use of guns against the strikers. In response to an arson attack on the Provisional Committee building by the strikers, tanks and armored vehicles rolled onto the streets of Gdansk. Militia forces were backed up by several army divisions from Koszalin, Słupsk, Gdynia and Elbląg. That evening, the media reported the first fatalities. Shortly after these tragic events, the communist government promised to build a monument in remembrance of the victims. However, this promise was not kept. Flowers and candles were placed where the workers had been murdered 1 year after the fatal demonstration, despite the government expressly forbidding it. A deep sense of embitterment grew among the shipyard workers, and each anniversary commemorating the December events, an increasing number of participants gathered. After the outbreak of the August strike, preserving the memory of the protesters killed in 1970 became one of the first demands of the shipyard's strike committee. On the 17th of August 1980, the first Sunday of the strike, a wooden cross was mounted in the place where the monument was to be erected. The Monument of the Fallen Shipyard Workers was designed by an employee of the Gdansk Shipyard Design and Construction Office, engineer Bogdan Pietruszka. The initial design was to consist of four slender crosses with anchors. Yet in the final monument, we can see only three crosses. After the August agreements were signed, the construction of the monument became a joint effort of nearly all departments of the Gdansk Shipyard, as well as public and private enterprises. At that time, the word monument released an unknown energy and dedication. Donations for the construction of the monument came from the entire country. It was the first monument in the history of the People's Republic of Poland, which was erected as a result of an authentic will of the society. The great involvement of the entire nation allowed for an impressively fast pace of work. The monument was officially unveiled 3 months after work began, on the 10th anniversary of the tragic events, which took place next to the shipyard gate number 2. During martial law, the monument became a place where people would express their support for Solidarność, becoming the symbol of Poles' aspiration for freedom. As a site of historic value, the monument has been visited by Pope John Paul II, Presidents of the United States Ronald Reagan and George Bush, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Margaret Thatcher, and many others. The designers of the monument focused on symbols associated with martyrdom and death. The three crosses growing out of the rough concrete base, with anchors holding them down to the ground, symbolize the hopes crucified during the struggle for independence. However, they are, above all, the symbol of faith in the victory over evil. The joint arms of the crosses show the universal power of freedom, unity, and solidarity. The monument is marked by a poignant inscription from the Nobel Prize winner Czesław Miłosz: "You who have harmed a simple man."